to verify that as well. But
yes, so we have a lot of things going on. Who knew? There's so many things. So many things. Okay.
Good problem to have.
Your biggest story, then I'll hit my biggest story. And maybe it's the same biggest story. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I'm picking the side of the fence that isn't popular, but I didn't think Draymond Green needed to be suspended for a game.
I think it's yeah, I wish I could use foul language.
You think it's BS?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it was to, again, I watched it. I looked at it. I mean, it was it a malicious arm bar to grab his ankle? Was it a reaction to jump to, did he put in his crosshairs, his chest, and stomp him on the chest? Was it, again, to watch it at real time, yeah, he kicked him in the chest, but it was, dude, don't grab me. He was trying to get down, move and get down the court, and it just, both of them were at fault. One of them got a technical, one of them got a flagrant two, one of them got ejected from the game. To go back and I don't know, the fact that there was a technical given, you know, to the opposition as well, that it was, there was reprimand during the game to both guys. Why is the ejection only? I thought it was a little extreme.
I did too.
And the timing is really crappy.
Right. And losing him for the next game. And here's the thing. You could take a lot of fouls that happen in the NBA. And if you went to the monitor and you ran it in slow motion, man, you'd have all kinds of calls.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't buy into the whole slow motion thing.
Right.
Not when you're trying to decide stuff like that. You don't watch that in slow motion, because slow motion always makes it look worse. So
why don't we just put a camera on the the line during an NFL football game? Let's see if there's any holding.
Yeah. I mean, it's
we're never gonna have a game again.
The fact that he was ejected, I didn't think was right. I think the fact that he got suspended for this next game, and the worst thing of all is, I hate this part, because I'm a huge Joe Dumars fan. Joe Dumars no longer in the front office. He is with he works for the NBA. And this is what he said. Joe Dumars cites Draymond Green's history of excessive acts as reason for suspension. Bull crap. That is not the letter of the law.
That's not the reason. No.
This, because he's done it before doesn't mean that particular one, and he's never done it in the playoffs. Well, he did do it in the playoffs.
So they're saying game suspension is a cumulative thing?
Yeah.
That you build up to it?
It said the reason they did is because he has a history of excessive and over-the-top actions, and you know what they really didn't?
So has he officially got warnings up to this point saying one more and you're...
Nope. This is the thing that they don't like. I think they weren't going to suspend him for doing anything that he did on the court. They're suspending him for what he did off the court. And while they were over discussing, he was up there yapping at the fans. And that's what they're suspending him for, because they don't want the NBA basketball players to get into, you know, it gives them nightmares about the malice in the palace, even though that was 15 years ago.
Speaking of when he went into the stands and he punched a fan.
Yeah.
Iverson?
Ron Artest.
Ron Artest, I'm sorry.
And here's the crazier part. If you look at fouls, when fouls are being called, you break him down by quarters. I mean, there were people breaking down. It looks like the refereeing for these first couple of games have been one-sided to the home team. Now, maybe that changes now. It goes back to Golden State. Maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. It looks like, to me, that the NBA is going, if we can help Golden State not be where they've been the last few years with all the stuff that Draymond's... I mean, Draymond irritates the NBA every day. If you're not a Golden State fan, he's probably not your favorite player in the world.
But see, like we've always talked about, you have to have that heel. You have to have a hero and a heel in this scenario. And for a long time, Golden State's been the hero.
Right.
So now is it
okay. But he's always been the heel.
Right. Yeah. But you want that in, you know, for them to be going against them, you know, if the officials are ruddering it, so it's against the Golden State Warriors, then you're taking away the reason that half the people are going to watch because they want to see them fail.
I agree. Hold on a second.
I know. Is that buzzing? Yeah.
See if that's better.
Is it better? No, it's still there a little bit. Yeah. Is it a little bit better?
Yeah, it might be a little bit better.
Man, you should have a van that says I fix stuff.
Yeah. Because it could be me too. I don't think it's me. You're better. That's better.
How in the world you unplug your microphone and mine stops buzzing?
And maybe you're just coming through my microphone too. You're coming through
gravy.
With intensity today. No, I disagreed with the majority of it, and I officiating is, I mean, we had issues. We had issues with officiating in the women's game. We had officiating problems in the NCAA men's
in the women's college championship. I agree.
I understand that it is a difficult job, but that doesn't mean that you become the circle of attention.
Right.
It becomes you. We're supposed to, at the end of the game, go, wow, I didn't even think about the referees tonight.
Right.
That's a great game.
Well, and we've discussed this. It's supposed to be against opponent one, against opponent two. Not one on one on one.
Right. And you know, it seems.
Right.
I think you can even take that into what just happened in baseball. Scherzer today got ejected from the game. They didn't find it was rosin. It was on his glove. And they made him change gloves. And they came out and they said, you still have it. And he goes, it's rosin. And it's on my left hand. It's not on my right hand. My right hand is clean. And they just went ahead and ejected him as well. And that's the problem that we're having with major league umpires as well, is they're quick to toss people. People are not at these games to watch. You know,
Was he having a good game?
He was having an okay game. I don't think it
was. Was it an anomaly for him? He's been in a slump.
He's the best pitcher in second or third.
No, I'm tongue-in-cheeking this. If you will. But I mean, it's like, was he having a game that? My gosh, this guy is. It's like he's 23 years old again, and all this. And what? No,
it's Max Scherzer. That's what he does. I mean, it's no different than, you know, Ed Hockley. That's the one I always remember because I want to get over here to the camera so I can show my bicep on TV. Nobody cares. And it drives me crazy.
He did do really good first down. So
oh, man.
The pipes. That was awesome.
Out there, tight shirt.
Yeah.
It's no different than when I'm sitting up and I'm had a few beers at Jack Trice and they're trying to decide a penalty by looking at a screen that's smaller than the two computers that we have sitting in here that has meaning in these games. I'm like, here's the deal. College football makes billions of dollars. The NFL, they're going to have to, if we wait a couple more years, it's not going to be billions of dollars. It's going to be trillions of dollars.
Right.
Put another freaking guy upstairs that can look at stuff that's on your team. You rotate. And then we don't have to worry about you going over and listening to people talk to you while you're looking at a screen that my Apple Watch is almost as big.
You see him in the little hood looking in there at this little tiny, whatever it is, Surface, Microsoft Surface, tiny. And you're like, look over your right shoulder. There is a 200-foot screen.
There's a jumbotron.
With a better shot than what you're looking at.
That we're all watching.
Right.
And we can tell that you shouldn't do anything. Yeah, the whole baseball stuff. And the other big one right now is Scott Foster, who is one of the head referees in the NBA. Him and Chris Paul have a beef. And Chris Paul, the last 14 times that he's had Scott Foster as a referee, the Phoenix Suns have lost. That's a pretty big anomaly because the Phoenix Suns don't lose very often.
Right.
So we have that might be the littlest tangerine I've ever seen in my life.
It's not a tangerine. It's a clementine. It's a little cutie.
It's a little cutie.
You eat like two of them a day. They're good for me.
It smells good, though, and it matches your shirt.
Thank you. And my watch. I'm very orange today. Very springy.
You are.
Look at us describing radio.
Radio.
Scott's wearing a nice ensemble.
Yes. a little green horsey on there. It's cool. So I mean, we're in a lull of sports a little bit, but the NBA games have been really good. That Golden State Sacramento game, Sacramento's a lot better than I thought they were, and I heard people giving kudos to Mike Brown. Mike Brown's been has been a train wreck as a coach, and for some reason, he fits this team and the way he sees this team, it's working. And I did not know De'Aaron Fox was that good. I know De'Aaron Fox was good. I thought, you know what? He's a 27 guy, 20 points, 7 assists, almost just on cue.
Right.
And you're like, dang. And now I get, and it was probably the best trade ever, because you can't have Tyrese Halliburton and De'Aaron Fox on the same team because they kind of do the same things.
Right.
And for the Kings to get Sabonis, that was a big deal. And for the Indiana Pacers to get Tyrese Halliburton, who has a chance of being an all-star for the next 15 years and doing stuff that 6'8" guys aren't supposed to do. And
we're talking about the Indiana Pacers again.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And so the NBA has all this going because as much as you want, I don't think that the Los Angeles Lakers are going to make the finals. Maybe they do. I mean, they have. I think they've underachieved for the last 2 or 3 years. And if Golden State doesn't make it, because Golden State's been the story and all that as well, then you get to see all these new teams. And after watching again last night, and I wanted to the Boston Celtics are really, really good. I mean, when you have Jaylen Brown and you have Jason Tatum,
yeah.
You're like, I mean, yeah, they are. They're a bad quarter away in 2 games. Not even a bad, like half a quarter of being an NBA champion and then having a chance of being. I think they're the best team in basketball right now. But I mean, that can change. I mean, it can change tomorrow, and everything is based on, everything's based on who's healthy. I mean, that's the thing that you're looking at. I mean, the Grizzlies tonight, you have a home game. It's a big deal. Ja Morant might not play.
Right.
The Heat and the Bucks play. The Bucks are at home. Giannis may not play. The Timberwolves and the Nuggets, the Timberwolves have a couple.
And I know it's a bigger spotlight because you've got 5 guys on the floor opposed to watching football or it seems we hear that a lot. Ooh, they're not at full strength. Ooh, they're not at full strength.
Yeah.
But it's grueling. I mean, it is.
82 games. I get to. I understand this one as well.
Ooh, that they Chicago Cubs just went up 5-2. Woo.
That they fly private, right? I get that.
Right.
Even if you're flying private, you got a bunch of 7-foot guys trying to fit into an airplane. I know it's a private jet on some of them, but it still can't be comfortable.
Right.
And it's a lot of travel. And some crazy.
It's a lot. I mean, right now they're going back and forth.
Yeah, which is even harder with like, you know, a day
on the playoffs. Yeah,
2 days.
Right.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this break.
From the capital city, it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Thank goodness they don't have microphones in here when we're going.
Well, they do. Remember when you were, let's see, not new at this, but it was in your infancy of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I texted that one time? Hey, just FYI, we can hear you on the breaks.
Yeah.
We can hear Jen. All right, what do you want to do when you get home? What should we have to eat when you get home? I'm like, we can hear you on the breaks, guys. We can hear you on the breaks.
I got to hit that button.
Yes,
it's a button. It's a button.
No.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
Always having a good time.
We are always having a good time. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter, listen up here. We got at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS. Those are 2 big ones. We have at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. We have to say that one because that's who we are. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. We have Minnesota Twins, Red Sox today. Then I think they have an off day Thursday. Then it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Man, you'd think I could remember because I just said it. So they're playing the Red Sox right now. They got the Yankees on the other two days.
You said Red Sox and Yankees. I didn't hear anything else.
Yep. I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to pull that up.
You know what we should do?
Joe Dumars and Draymond Green got me mad.
Well, see, when we walk into the studios, right by the front reception desk, there's this big box of twin schedules.
We should bring them back to the sports studio. We should have that out there. That would be a dandy idea.
All right, you want a funny little story, or you want me to read the Northwest Bank?
Well, do the funny little story, then we'll read Northwest Bank. How's that?
You've been to our home before, upstairs.
Yes.
We lovingly named the 11'6" by 7' couch, Couchosaurus, because it was enormous and has been with us for over 15 years.
Did you get rid of the couch?
She left last night on a flatbed.
Oh, who came and got it?
Well, Drew and Chuck. And
are they going to put it in a yard somewhere?
Nope. It was... given to another member of the group, if you will, up in Ames. So it has a home in Ames.
What did you get?
Well, we started painting the office is what we did. Right. So painted
the
office.
So now you're buying new furniture.
Yeah, let's put the little chain between those two. So we're painting the office, we put new floors in the office, and the new living room furniture gets delivered on Friday. Careful when you open that jar. Just saying, a lot of stuff jumps out.
And the floor looks so good that you're like, hey, I'm going to go out and get the rest of those remnants that are out there, and we're going to do the bedroom,
We're going to do the spare room. So now the office is the multi-purpose room, and the spare bedroom, we're not sure, but then we're moving into the bedroom, into the kitchen. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got a 44-foot fifth-wheel camper sitting in my driveway, too, that needs to get used, so spin the wheel and see what priority gets to be what?
And you have, just so you know, before you do your read.
Yes.
You have Nana very nervous, and she says, get your crap together and figure it out. So we're figuring it out for her, too.
YouTube. Oh, on YouTube TV?
Yes.
She's
concerned.
Here's what I would do. Totally recommend this to Nana.
Trust you.
Pick four services, sign up for all of them, and then just see which one you like, and just try to cancel them. You'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Canceling's so easy.
I want to read Northwest Bank, Commitments You Can Bank On.
There you go.
All right.
Shocker.
That's I'm a very regimented person.
I know.
Ask my wife.
I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to, for that first segment, instead of doing all that, I'm just going to read Northwest Bank one day just to mess you up. Just like I read Heritage once in a while.
I'll start giving you a dollar if you read Heritage. That one is a tongue twister. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs your way every day. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace award for the 8th, I'm guessing it's 8 plus year.
I'm thinking you're right.
Year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Northwest Bank mobile app. For ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC. La, la, la.
Oh, gosh. Have to clap.
Yeah.
Man. Here you go.
Okay, I listened to Creed. I listened to Daughtry, and I listened to...
Oh, what kind of mood were you in?
A couple new.
What you have to do? Here's what you have to do. Just have to give me a list of songs, and then somebody here magically makes them appear.
Okay, it was Daughtry, Creed. Who was the other one? Oh, I think it was Nickelback. I was in that kind of a mood last night.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, it was good. And then I always
score one for Steen.
Score one for you.
Yeah.
And then I always end up with little Casey Donahue to get my mood back to good. So
this is my mood.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
That's when he gets Peter LaFleur gets blindfolded. Bold strategy, Cotton. Good movie.
It is a great movie.
Cubs are up 6-2 now.
There you go.
6. So loving this.
We are helping the Chicago Cubs Network today.
You betcha.
You go. Okay, so Twins Nationals, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yankees, Monday and Tuesday. That's a home game. and the Nationals are home game. So they're up in Boston today, and then they have Thursday off for travel to get back home. And if the weather is going to be like the weather is here, it could be snowing in Minnesota. It could be tornadoing in Minnesota, but it definitely could be raining. Where's this weather coming from? We have had
a lot of times it comes from the west.
The craziest weather in the last 3 weeks. I mean, it was cold. We had snow. We had 80 degrees. We had another 80 degrees. And then it was 30 degrees.
You're one of those guys. Oh, this is the weirdest. No, it's not.
It is.
We have the same weird weather. No. It goes on a cycle every couple of years. I remember we got 11 inches of snow the 4th of May.
Anybody else mow their yards yet since you did?
Nope. Still the trophy is all mine.
Really?
In my neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but nobody
in
your
neighborhood. I got a lot of eye rolls. I love that.
Guess who I had out today?
Something lawn service.
Yeah, the Moyle brothers were out.
Wow.
They're out.
Nope, my old neighbor.
Your old neighbors were out. Just a cigarette hanging out, just trucking along, man.
That is awesome.
I had to do my loop today. I caught him at like 7:45 on Thornton. And then by the time I got done, they were already almost up to Army Post Road.
Good heavens.
Yeah, by the time I got done traveling today. So
that's
yep, they were just
about a half a pack. That's a good little run.
You know, it was more than a half a pack. I guarantee you that. Everybody's like, can you talk to them? They're not taking any more properties.
No.
Well, how come you got their properties? Because they know somebody that I knew, and we've hit it off. Okay, I need to know. I'm not sharing. There is no sharing in lawn care. Okay, so we hit the Draymond Green thing. We both believe that it was over the top. So I can't wait till Randy comes in, because Randy always, if Randy says it's not over the top, then I may change my mind today. Randy Wayhofer coming in, hopefully.
Do you think Randy is going to give his opinion on the NBA?
I do.
All right. I got you.
And maybe some movies today, too.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to get him out of his comfort zone, and he's going to start having.
Well, he hasn't. That's the our first question. We need to talk this. I think the first question is, how do they make up all these games?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what are the boundaries, and we need to know a safety word. I'm like, where are you going here?
No. We need to find out, because they're the way they schedule anymore was six on, six off. You can't play double hitters. I guess you could do it early in the season.
Right.
Towards the end of the season, when they start calling people up and all that, and right. you don't have as many athletes out there, it's a difficult.
Because they High Cubs are in, we'll talk this more about with Randy, they're in Buffalo. They have a 5:05 game tonight. And what do we say? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five postponed games so far on their schedule, and they are barely 3.5 weeks into it. But I think that
I think that's typical.
Yeah. You've got
because of your weather pattern that you just discussed,
right? I mean, there's some days to get things made up.
Well,
I don't.
but that's that, right? Since they do that 6-6, it's difficult,
right?
More difficult than it was before, but I'm assuming they have off days that maybe they can make that travel work. Tiger had ankle surgery today. He's going to be out for a while. Chronic arthritis. They're trying to work around, cause that's, it wasn't his leg.
God, tell me it was his injured ankle. Good Lord. Was it?
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
I mean, it's just the byproduct of, you know, not having bones connect to it. It's a steel rod.
I don't know.
So this one made me smile today.
It makes me wonder about the Masters. Did he slip and redo something?
I think he did. Yeah. I mean, he was coming up. He got out of the sand trap and was coming up a hill, and I think he slipped. And I think it was not pretty. And
good thing he wasn't mic'd up there. That would have been.
Didn't have a girlfriend at home, because he said, hey, we're going to take a trip, and left her at the airport and locked up, changed all the locks in his house.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great golfer and a good dude, but I don't know if you want to date him.
Well,
or marry
like
him.
I said, I it,
That's why we don't want to know.
Great golfer, great self-promoter. Yes. He understands what the Tiger Woods names mean.
Yep. Great to younger golfers.
We see how he is interacting with his children.
Yep.
Seems
good.
Seems
mom.
To be.
It's a good mom. He's a mom yes. kid.
But
we don't want to know any of anybody's personal life.
Okay.
Icky. Yuck. this one, as soon as I read it this morning, I almost called you so I could laugh, but Tua says he mulled retiring.
Oh, good Lord, really? I saw this too.
He didn't. And you know why he didn't?
Because nobody would answer the phone?
No, because
it's airing in his ears.
Where
are we going with this?
Summer and leading up through winter. I mean, all fall and leading up through winter to now getting into spring. You know what he's been doing? Learning how to fall. It's all better. He's going to be better.
I wish I could describe the sparkle in Gary's eyes right now of him getting to tell me this story because this little glass teapot of a quarterback is going to get injured by game. What's your over-under? Game three?
Such a big body and such a little head.
Let's say, with the games, 18-week, blah, 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 let's say week five.
Schedules aren't out yet. Just tell me when they play. Tell me when they play somebody that has a really good defense. I know. I like Tua. I really do. I just they're putting a lot of extras in that basket going, okay, we're not looking anywhere else. We're not gonna do anything else. So I don't know. But
I know what you're saying.
We were out and we saw him with his hands cradled up.
Yes.
I see that on TV and I watch a replay and I'm Tua. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
I'm done. We agreed. That's not something you get up from, let alone ever play again.
And then he played again and then he had it happen again. And then you worry because it happened the week before. So yeah, it's a scary thing. But I'm sorry. I
know you enjoy.
I wanted to call you today, but it's much more fun to do on the air.
Yeah, and the cool thing is you being a Ravens fan. It's just pure driven.
See, you know how we can be incompatible.
Rainbows and cartoon birds.
How we
simpatico?
Simpatico.
Whatever. Making up words.
Lamar Jackson, a Miami Dolphin. We'd be both be. I'd be wearing orange with you, but I'd be wearing the green part.
Okay, first of all, it's not orange. It's aqua and coral. All right? Just saying.
Okay, so I'll be aqua and you will be coral.
Okay, whatever.
Because you look better in coral.
There you go. All right. Again, hope is one thing. Expectations. Not really doing it. So it is. We what is it? Tuesday? Tuesday for the draft?
Yes. Thursday.
We're legitimately going to be talking not just what if stories, not little clickbait stories, but we're gonna be talking about the NFL. And it's April.
Yes. It's exactly what they want.
Just looked at my watch. There's not even an April on my watch. Why did I look at my watch?
It's all right. April. It is April.
It is.
Okay, so when we come back, we're gonna look at a little bit of a mock draft coming up because I want your take on if you think any of these quarterbacks are gonna make it in the NFL.
All right, but we're gonna talk because
you hit me with whatever you want to hit me with.
When we're coming up here, we got Max Scherzer to talk about.
Yeah,
we've got Deion Sanders, Colorado. Ooh. I want to talk about that? Couple different things.
Okay,
we
can hold off on the
and
the
then NFL, Blaine Gabbert.
Who?
Blaine Gabbert.
Really?
You haven't heard that name in a while, have you?
No.
He got signed. Guess where he went?
Miami Dolphins.
No. Why would we? We have Mike White from the Jets. We're fine.
Fine.
Everything's fine.
Fine.
No. The backup to Patrick Mahomes.
You know what?
Chicken butt.
I do not think that Mike White was a bad pickup. I think that was a great pickup.
I think he has some capabilities. I don't think he was mature enough to know the role that he had. I don't think New York was the right place for him. And but I also think
quarterback room was horrible.
Mike McDaniel's going to be just fine for him.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that, too. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Oh, good God. I'm glad we don't have a tape recorder in here.
All right.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at @HappyHour_SS, and at 1700 The Champ. We were trying to figure out voices of the the Cumulus staff.
Right.
It's always fun.
What'd you say? It was Tony and B-Sox.
Tony, B-Sox, and Sam.
Sam, yep.
I think so. This segment will be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com. You can look at all the things that we talked about from above. Or if you're looking for a high-end employment opportunity, go on to their woodmancontrols.com and look out for opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. I hate when I do that. I try to change a word, and then it changes the whole sentence, and then I'm like, I'm lost. Oh, Woodman Controls. I love Woodman Controls, especially when you have these type of days that we're having. Really, really warm. Really, really cold. Really, really humid.
Right.
Precipitation, snow. It's a lot for your HVAC systems in some of these extremely large buildings with medical equipment all through them. It doesn't like that. It likes 72 degrees and 52 degrees at night every day. And we don't get that.
Did you have a lot of people turn on AC already in your buildings?
Yeah.
No. I turn into an old crotchety dad where I'm like, don't touch my thermostat.
Yep, I have not done that.
Okay, if you want to touch the one that's in your zone, go ahead. Do not touch them all.
Right.
Because now we've got, you know, the hallway, we've got a cold front coming through, and there's going to be hail next to the copy machine, for Pete's sake. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy weather. Okay, so Randy Wehofer coming in here. We got a bunch of questions for him, as always. We were talking, you had something coming back in.
I had something coming back in.
Blaine Gabbert.
No, we were going back and forth because I the name, oh so familiar.
Yes.
That the Kansas City Chiefs just signed Blaine Gabbert to be the backup to Patrick Mahomes. Question one for you, Steen.
Yes.
Is that role that important? Do you feel if there is, quote unquote, that injury, that his track record, Patty Mahomes' track record is, you know what, he can play a half. We can do some. Odds are he's not going to be out a week. Odds are we can rest him during the bye week, this, and this. Even a 70% Patty Mahomes is going to do just fine.
Yeah. And, I mean, he showed that during the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
I mean, he was hurt. I mean,
it was the championship. AFC championship, wasn't it?
No, but he was limping a little bit when he took off running a couple of times.
Oh, that's true. That was because he hurt his ankle before that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, yes. It is, and here's why. There's only a certain amount of people, Chad Henne, who you said, who had been there for a long time, Blaine Gabbert, kind of from that same system. It is a complicated system.
Yes.
So, you know, you just can't put anybody.
Right. So you have to have a mature, competent, intelligent journeyman to be able to.
Who knows
actually perform the role?
Who knows how to change plays at the line of scrimmage? Can use hand signals, do all that, and is smart enough to learn them really, really quick.
I'm going to read this because with what we just talked about earlier, you were surprised. You didn't realize that Mike White got signed to be Tua's backup, right?
I did not. That's a really good signing. I like that.
I'll just kind of paraphrase this article here. It says Dolphins move quickly to agree to terms with backup quarterback Mike White. Backup quarterback is arguably the most important position in Miami free agency. This is because of Tua's history of college injuries and in the NFL.
And that was the problem last year. It wasn't, they couldn't run the same stuff. You can run the same stuff with Mike White that you do.
Exactly. That's the, I like that. That is the mindset and that's why we're going to prepare that we're going to need him and right. We're going to prepare for it. And we're going to have two of the same cloth.
Right. He throws a good deep ball. Yeah. But you have Tyreek Hill and you have
Jalen Waddle.
That's what you need. It's just like, it's the same with Kansas City, you know, with having to have that, you know, it's hard because I can't tell you who Buffalo's is and I can't tell you who Cincinnati Bengals are, or the San Diego Chargers. When you have three dynamic quarterbacks like that, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, if something happens, it's hard to put somebody in. That's why the Baltimore Ravens, when they had Lamar Jackson happy and going through that, and they had Huntley backing him up, they didn't have to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could just run the same exact stuff because they couldn't run all the deep routes, but they didn't have wide receivers that could run deep routes anyway, so it didn't matter because Huntley doesn't have a strong arm. And he doesn't run as well, but he runs well enough. And, I mean, it wasn't like they got blown away in the playoffs, but I agree with you that the most important thing on a Super Bowl contending team is you have to have somebody because there's a pretty good chance somebody's going to get hurt.
Right.
And that's a scary thing. I think the one thing that sets Kansas City apart from everybody else right now until either other teams, this is the one thing the NFL hasn't tried to copy, which is really funny, is the Kansas City Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill. They got rid of some people, and they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to draft well. We're going to pull people that aren't high dollar amounts. And they fit all these wide receivers in that nobody's ever heard of. Now, granted, they still have Travis Kelce. Sorensen's a really good tight end. I mean, he would be a tight end one at a lot of places. Patrick Mahomes doesn't need a superstar anywhere. He doesn't need superstar running backs. He just needs running backs that are willing to run hard and get
that. Okay, with that being said, he doesn't need – he can have, as you kind of tongue-in-cheek said, no name. But, I mean, it's right. There's millionaires.
He makes them into
millionaires yeah. catching balls. But it's I can have a guy that isn't a marquee guy over here on my left. I can have a guy over here that isn't. Knowing that if I go option one, option two, even option three, that I
still have Travis Kelce.
I always have my relief valve.
Right. But he also does that with Sorensen. He does that a lot. Now, just how do you say it? Juxtapose? Yes, thank you. Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to work with my guys during the summer. The summer's my time. Patrick Mahomes, bringing them to his house.
Right.
Tom Brady, bringing them to his house. Yes. Running
Let's
routes.
Go on a vacation together.
They're doing stuff that's illegal because they want to get in there and do that.
Right.
In the season, you never, ever hear Patrick Mahomes say anything about anybody on his offense. He'll rip the defense every once in a while, but he will not say a word. Aaron Rodgers ripping on everybody right. that he can rip on.
But
that's the difference. Are they both great quarterbacks? Absolutely. Aaron Rodgers is the best flinger of a football I've ever seen, especially a deep football. Patrick Mahomes is the best on-the-move quarterback I think I've ever seen in my life.
Rodgers is more of a, I'm going to light a fire under you.
No.
Not by giving you kisses and coaxing you along, I'm gonna light a fire and say you're not worthy until you show me you're worthy.
So I can do Aaron Rodgers. Say, okay, dudes, you guys are gonna be doing that stuff, and I'm gonna be out in California, dudes. You can do Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes is saying,
"Hey, come on over, man."
You gotta get raspy.
You gotta get raspy. Yeah.
There you go. That was it, right?
I don't feel so good, Mr. Mr. Breeze. Yes, exactly.
And that's
it's very Muppet-esque. Yeah,
that's the difference. And it's interesting.
So Aaron Rodgers is a surfer dude to you. Okay, yeah. I like that.
I think that's he is.
Not a lot of surf in New York.
No. Okay, and I don't think he's going to spend a lot of time in New York.
Right. Done deal though. Correct.
I think so. You're hearing some rumblings that if it wasn't here, here's and this brings in a whole new. So the San Francisco 49ers are sitting here going, okay, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am throwing all my money in that Brock Purdy's elbow is going to be okay by the time training camp starts. Or
it wasn't Tommy John surgery. It was a lesser surgery.
Right. Or we are going to, because they're ready. They are ready right now. If you ask them, they are ready for Brock Purdy to be their number one quarterback, and we're gonna be fine.
Right.
And I think that is awesome and crazy and unbelievable. All those things together. I mean, you have someone on the team, Trey Lance, who they spent a first round draft pick on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, and you have, and what you have there is a great team. Aaron Rodgers comes to that team, he's not going to be able to bully some of those people that are on either side of the ball like he did in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers would have to come to San Francisco and be, San Francisco would, I'll tell you right now, as much as they love Brock Purdy, they would take Aaron Rodgers for 1 year.
Okay, this
because they
is
won
funny.
A Super Bowl.
This is funny. You know what? In the last 2 hours, clickbait for the last two things about Trey Lance. Potential fits for the 49ers receiving trade calls from several teams on Trey Lance. Moving day, could the 49ers trade Trey Lance or Brandon Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk could be another one that's weird.
Right.
Especially for draft picks. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Randy Wehofer's supposed to be coming in here. We got all kinds of questions for Randy. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.